Thank you, everyone, for joining us. My name is Jasmohan Bajaj. I'm the co-editor-in-chief of the American Journal of Gastroenterology. On behalf of my co-editor-in-chief, Dr. Millie Long from University of North Carolina, we are delighted to have Dr. McLean, who is professor of medicine at University of Louisville in Kentucky, who is also the senior author of the currently published American College of Gastroenterology Guidelines of Nutrition Management in Liver Disease. Welcome, Dr. McLean.
Thank you.
So a few questions here for our patients. What is the optimal amount of dietary protein and what foods are good source of protein?
So the optimal amount of protein for a patient with liver disease is probably at least 85 grams of protein a day would be the minimum, and over 100 grams would be optimal. The sources of protein are multiple. We classically think about red meat, but there can also be vegetable protein sources that actually may be better sources of protein for people with liver disease.
And I think traditionally you divide them into animal, vegan, or vegetarian sources, right? And the animal would be more meat or milk or dairy, and the vegetarian would be more like beans and legumes, as well as soy protein. Is that correct?
Yes.
So what are the signs of malnutrition among patients with cirrhosis?
So the most obvious sign is muscle wasting. The big term for that is sarcopenia. And we can see that in our patients when they have difficulty getting up out of a chair. Muscle wasting is a big concern because of stability, walking around. If patients trip and fall, why, they can break a hip. And this can be basically a life-threatening thing in our patients with cirrhosis.
So apart from obviously muscle mass, there could be other things that your doctor might detect using blood tests or special tests as well. So not everything might be clinically apparent. So I think your doctor or medical provider should also look for other sources of things that are not clinically apparent just yet. So why are patients with cirrhosis at a higher risk of malnutrition?
So patients with cirrhosis can store sugar in their liver like normal people can. So every night they go in a little bit of a starvation mode. And so that's why we actually encourage people to take a late night snack with cirrhosis to protect that. Also, the liver's involved in just a whole host of important metabolic functions. And as the liver gets sicker, why, it doesn't work as well doing these critical metabolic functions.
Thank you for that. What are the more common mineral and vitamin deficiencies seen in patients with cirrhosis?
So there are a bunch of both mineral and vitamin deficiencies. So minerals, we would classically think about something like magnesium, where magnesium deficiency could cause muscle cramps, zinc deficiency, which is important for wound healing and normal liver repair, vitamin A deficiency, which could cause night blindness. Vitamin D deficiency can cause problems with a bone loss. So there are a whole bunch of vitamin and mineral deficiencies that we can see in our patients.
Is the risk of malnutrition increased in patients with obesity and cirrhosis?
So we know now that malnutrition includes obesity, and our patients with obesity and cirrhosis have excess nutrition. But again, it's not necessarily good nutrition. So I see patients that are drinking 10 cans of sugared pop a day with fructose in it. And so that's very harmful for the liver. That's almost as bad as drinking 10 glasses of alcohol a day.
So thank you for this, Dr. McLean, and thank you for participating in the patient-facing questions for the podcast for the Nutrition in Liver Guidelines. This is now published in the American Journal of Gastroenterology. And thank you to you and your team for being part of this.
Thank you very much.